Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Plantings of caladiums are generally past their prime by the time we reach the early part of October, or they will be soon, and it's time to decide what you want to do with them. Your choices are pull them up and throw them away, leave the tubers in the ground, or dig them up, store the tubers over the winter, and plant them again next year. Now, the great thing about using caladiums as a bedding plant in shady areas of our landscape is that you can get more than 1 year of colorful foliage from your initial investment. Now, the growing conditions have to be good. Caladiums like to grow in partial shade. If you plant them in poor growing conditions, they're not going to do as well. So the tubers when you dig them up should be as large or larger than when you planted them. If they're small, they may not come back well next year, or they may not be worth saving. So check the tubers, make sure about the size that they were when you planted them, or even bigger, and that means the quality is still there. Now, if you want to leave the caladium tubers in the ground, it's something you can try doing. This is not necessarily the best way to save them over the winter, but it's certainly something you can give a try. The problem we have with leaving the caladium tubers in the ground over the winter is not necessarily the cold. The ground here in our area doesn't ever freeze in the wintertime. It's really the chilled soil along with high moisture content, because we get a lot of rain in the wintertime, and caladium tubers, when they're dormant, just can't take that cold, wet soil condition, and they may rot out. But if you've got your caladiums in a really well-drained area, there's nothing else you need to do with that bed over the winter, you don't want to plant pansies or anything there, then you might try leaving the tubers there just to see how they do. If they don't come up well the next year, well, then you know that you want to dig them and store them over the winter. And digging up the caladium tubers and storing them over the winter is really the most reliable way to keep the caladium tubers in good shape and ensure that they come back very nice for you the next year. Now, you want to dig them up when many of the leaves have turned yellow and started to fall over. Don't wait till they disappear. A lot of times people wait until the caladium foliage is just about all gone. Well, that makes it hard to find the tubers and dig them up. So well before the foliage disappears, when it just starts looking tired and starts falling over, dig them then. That's usually sometime in October that we dig those up. Now be careful not to damage the tubers when you dig them up. Leave the foliage attached to the tubers. Now you can lay them all in an out-of-the-way area like under a carport or in a shed on some layers of newspaper, or sometimes I'll just take them and put them all up in a bucket. But don't pack them too tight if you're going to put them in a bucket. Now, while you lay them out or after you put them in the bucket, you want to let that foliage turn brown. It takes about a week to 2 weeks, and the foliage will gradually turn a tan color, and it will easily detach from the tuber when you tug on it. The tubers then are ready to store. You can brush off any extra soil that you may see on the tubers, but don't worry about a little dirt clinging to them. It's not that big of a deal. Now take your tubers and store them in an old nylon stocking or a mesh bag like you get onions or crawfish in, or a paper bag or a cardboard box. The container needs to breathe. Store them inside at room temperature. They need to be stored at around 70 degrees. So don't put them out in the garage. Don't put them out in a shed. Store them inside your house in an out-of-the-way closet. Check them occasionally over the winter. Make sure they're doing okay. And don't forget, you might want to label those tubers with the color of the foliage. So when it comes time to plant them next year, you know the colors of the foliage and you can plant them accordingly. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.